Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And I like what Dr. Lillian Yeoman says. She said, God delights in His children stepping out over the aching void with nothing underneath their feet but the Word of God. And you'll find when you reach the end of your ability to act on the Word of God, you meet the power of God. Like when the Lord told the man that had the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. Didn't say extend your arm. He said stretch forth your hand. Well, he can't. It's withered. It's been paralyzed for who knows how long. But in spite of that, no telling how many times over the years he tried to make that thing work and it wouldn't work. But he tried. Amen. I shouldn't even use the word try. He did it. He did it. Expecting it to happen. And when he got to the end of his ability to act on that, he met something else. When he got to the end of his ability to act, he met the power of God and that hand was made whole. Hallelujah. That's just how simply and how quickly miracles happen. Amen. And they are still happening today. Amen. And the reason why people don't see more miracles is because we don't have more people acting in faith. Amen. People are afraid to step out.
Right.
Well, what if it don't work? Well, there's no faith there.
That's right.
You have to quit asking those kind of questions.
Right.
Well, what if the money doesn't come? Well, you're not persuaded.
Right?
Right? You don't believe yet. But when you know, we've had miracles here. We're talking about them already. In our church, just in 11 months, healings and everything else. But financially, we've had financial miracles in 11 months. We'd have never had these if we hadn't stepped out.
Right?
We had to step out. Phyllis and I couldn't have just sat and tossed and said, well, now, God, you want us to do that, then you go ahead and get us a place and pay for it and let us know when to come. Now, that would have been comfortable now. That would have been a lot easier on your flesh, but that's not how it works. Do you see why so many people are still sitting waiting for a miracle? When the Lord tells you take a step, you're not going to see the whole picture. You're not going to be able to see how it's going to work or where it's going to come from. You just have to take that step. Everybody say, take the step. Now, you need to make sure that you've heard from God. Right? Number one. But when you know that you've heard from Him, nothing's going to happen till you take the step. You're not going to get into the miracles. You're not going to see the miraculous provision. You're not going to see the rest of the plan till you take the step. Everybody say, take the step. Now go with me, if you would, to Hebrews, that great 11th chapter. I get excited just thinking about it. Hebrews 11. And this is a central theme in the New Testament. Faith. Prior to this 11th chapter, he had been talking about how Jesus is the fulfillment, and his offering of himself, of his own blood, is the fulfillment of the what was typified in the Levitical order of priesthood and sacrifice. But you remember he started out in chapters 3 and 4 talking about how that first generation did not enter in because of unbelief. Right? And it wasn't the giants that held them out. It wasn't the walled cities, though they thought it was. It was their own unbelief that kept them out of the blessings of God. And he goes on till he builds to this place in Hebrews 11. Actually, back up in the 10th chapter, just a few verses, because this all goes together. Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Confidence is a word that's used almost interchangeably with faith at different times. Confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Anybody have any confidence about some things that are in the works? And some things that are going to be happening just right away? Huh? Anybody got confidence that chunks are a-coming? Yeah. 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 Confidence. For you have need of patience. That means perseverance. Now you understand in the Bible, patience is not talking about waiting idly to see if anything's going to happen. That's not what it's talking about. Perseverance is what this means. You stay after it. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back. Now see, that's the opposite of stepping out, isn't it? Huh? If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now you already know it without getting to it, but just a few verses later, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, to please God. So drawing back is indicative of doubt and unbelief. Drawing back. I had the privilege of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for over 20 years, which I will for eternally be grateful and thankful. And he said years in some of the early years of his ministry, a minister acquaintance of his had been out on the field and cancer had developed in their body, and they had gotten down to death's door, and finally they had brought them back to the States to get the best care that they could. And the man is just bedfast. He couldn't get out of bed on his own. He's skin and bone. He's at death's door. And Brother Hagin had come to him and spent a lot of time in his hospital room praying with him, and spent hours praying for him and praying with him. And he said that on this certain day, they really got in the spirit, and something happened that he did not expect to happen. He had a vision and saw the Lord Jesus come to the foot of the bed and opened up his arms. Well, he didn't tell the man what he saw, but he said he saw it. And the man leapt up out of bed. Well, he's bedfast. He's not been able to get up. But he leapt out of bed and came around to the end of the bed and went right up where Brother Hagin saw Jesus standing and reached his arms out. He said he told him later he didn't see that, but he knew he was there. Amen. You know, seeing the Master would be a manifestation of discerning the spirits. Seeing into the realm of the Spirit. And you'd only have that if the Lord gave it to you. You can't work that up. Did you hear me? And you don't want to try to pray and fast long enough and hard enough that it had happened. You can't force God's hands in these things. And you don't always need something like that either. But a lot of times, even if you didn't see it, like this man, you could sense him. You understand what I'm talking about? Sometimes you might not see anything, but in your spirit, you sense. You know his presence is there. He's there in a strong way or in a different way. And he said the man lifted up his hands, and he said the Lord was holding his hands. He saw it. And he said he stepped like he was going to embrace him. And then he dropped his hands and took a step back and said, I can't. I just can't. And he said, he spoke up and said, what, brother? What do you mean you can't? He said, the Lord is here to heal you. He didn't say what he saw. He just said that the Lord is here to heal you. And said he stepped back up and opened his arms like he was going to. He said the Lord opened his arms like he's going to embrace him. And then he dropped his hands again and stepped back and said, I can't. I just can't. And he said, sure you can, brother. What do you mean you can't? Sure you can. The Lord's here to heal you. Believe you receive. You know, no matter what kind of experience you have, it's still going to come down to faith. Did you understand that? I mean, you could see and hear all kind of amazing things, but in the final analysis, you're going to have to believe something. But this brother's not seeing this, but he senses this. Why else would he get up? How could he get up and come around like this? He said the third time he stepped up and opened his arms and said the Lord opened his arms like he's going to embrace him. And he said a sad look came across his face, just dejection. And he stepped back and he sat down in fatigue on the foot of the bed and said, I can't. I just know I can't. He said, what do you mean, brother? What do you mean you can't? He said, I just can't. I just know I can't receive my healing. He said, why can't you? The Lord's here to heal you. And he said, I can't. He said, he's still seeing the Lord. He said, the Lord turned and looked at him and said, see, I've come to heal him, but he won't receive it. And in what he said, in 3 days, he'll be dead. Well, now, could that be?
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Does it happen concerning the new birth? That people are brought to the place of realization of their need of salvation and yet say no, no. Come right to the point where they could believe and be born again and say, well, no, no, I'm not through playing around or this or that, or I'm not ready to give my heart and life to the Lord and turn around. See, the Lord will not make a person receive Him as Lord, not make anybody receive the new birth. He's not going to make anybody receive the Holy Spirit. He's not going to make anybody receive healing or prosperity or any of His things.
That's right.
But did you see what was happening here? He was getting to the point and then he was what? According to this, what? Drawing back. Do you see that? Pull back. Oh, how many times this has happened. And the Lord has no pleasure in this. It displeases Him. Why? Well, He loves us.
Amen.
He wants us to be blessed.
Amen.
And so you have situations like that where then 3 days later, he did die. He goes home to be with the Lord. He's 40-something years old, too young to die. Everybody say too young. 40-something's too young. And people say, well, isn't that something? He's a good missionary. He served on the field over there. He preached, you know, that God did miracles. And why did God take him at 43 years of age? God didn't take him. He went home to be with the Lord. The Lord received him. Did you hear me? But the Lord didn't take him. And in this particular case, moved in a special way for him to be healed. But you see, you have to believe that you receive. How many understand some of this is up to us? Our faith plays a big role and factor in these things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.